Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. So I'm back again with another episode of the Zodiac series, where we're going to be talking about the zodiacs, both on the natural and spiritual sides. And I thought this would be a cool way to kind of cue people into their spiritual tribes. And this is really important, especially for the tribe of Israel. So we're going to get into this thing because there's a lot of information to unpack. We are currently in the Taurus season, and this goes from April 20th to May 20th. And their symbol is the bull. They are the more grounded people out of the zodiacs. They're earth signs, so all earth signs are really down to earth, if you know what I mean. Their ruling planet is Venus. They are a fixed mode, but at the same time, they can be very stubborn but flexible depending on where they are. So real quick, I just want to give you kind of like a definition of the Taurus people. And the Taurus people revel in the pleasures of life. They crave the security and comfort of relaxing in their warm environments. They value the sense of enjoyment of material things. They are willful and sometimes can be stubborn. With a large capacity for kindness, they are steadfast and devoted and loyal. So this is kind of a description of the Taurus people. And again, one of the words that sticks out to me is being stubborn. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but just like the bull, they can be quite stubborn. Some of their positive traits are they're known to be very intelligent, dependable, hardworking, dedicated, and again, stubborn. Again, this is an earth sign, and they're known as the Taurians. So that's just a little background on the natural side of the Taurus sign. So we're going to pull some information out of the Stars Speak book by Reverend B.R. Hicks, and I think it goes into great insight about the Taurus people and also the tribe of Benjamin. So again, the tribe of Benjamin or Taurus goes from April 20th to May 20th. And so the ninth prophetic light in the sky is Taurus, the bull, and the nature of Taurus is seen in the Old Testament as the tribe of Benjamin. The blessings of power of this sign are reflected in the amethyst stone. In God's prophetic sequence of events, the Taurus, the bull, prophesizes the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua. His first coming was prophesied in the sign Capricorn, the goat. So this book gives a description of the Taurus people, and it reads, "The bull is strong, swift, and a savage when his wrath has been stirred. Therefore, he becomes an unconquerable warrior. People born under this sign of Taurus have great capacities as warriors, whether this warfare is in the natural realm or in the spiritual. Because they are fighters, they are able to war through their circumstances and progress in life. Their strong, abstinent, self-willed determination helps them to endure and war against opposition." So let's chat about the good and bad traits of the Taurus people. So on the good side, they are very loving people. They're very honest. They're creative, hardworking, very ambitious. They're intelligent. They're generous. And in some cases, they're even romantic. They're naturally attractive given the fact that Venus is their ruling planet, which Venus impacts love and attraction. So that just makes sense. But on the bad side, Taurus can be quite stubborn, as mentioned before. They don't want to do anything that they don't want to, and they're not going to do anything that they don't want to do. They're kind of slow to change their minds because it threatens their sense of stability. And they sometimes have a hard time listening to others and can be like a bull stuck in mud, unable to see the bigger picture of what's going on. They can tend to be selfish when unbalanced. And one of their biggest struggles is overindulgence in vices and things that they enjoy. So that's a little bit about the goods and the bads of the Taurus. So I thought it would be cool to include the 12 disciples in the Zodiac series, because each month is actually associated with a different disciple. So for the month of May, it is associated with Philip. And this month represents a couple different things, as we've kind of discussed, but it represents the throat, which stands for speech, expression, power, for there is power in the tongue. And that goes hand in hand with Philip, the disciple. And the color that goes with this as well is purple. And this is all about the root of the tongue. And so Just to associate this even further, there is life and death in the power of the tongue. So you have the power to speak into existence anything that you choose, whether that be good or bad. And this is why it's important that we are speaking under God's headship and we allow God to get joined through our throats. That way we aren't just saying anything, because as you know, or maybe you don't know, but you know, you can speak hell or you can speak heaven. You can speak life or death. And so something that goes along with this is knowing that God can transform you through any means, meaning that you can declare God's transformations over your life. You can read God's transformations over your life. You can ask for it, you can pray for it, however you choose to go about it. But this month is all about establishing the power of the Lord within you and being able to recognize that within you. So for example, you can speak into existence good health by going, I am healthy, I am healed, I am blessed by God's divine grace and mercy. You can speak those things into existence, and everything that follows that is those things. So good health will come your way, healing will come your way, wealth will come your way, prosperity, life, all those things are in the power of the tongue. And as you say these things, you are empowering your spiritual self, your spiritual being. So when you say, I am blessed, your spirit resonates with that because your spirit is blessed. When you say, I am healed, your spirit resonates with that because your spirit is healed. So these are things that you can say to stress that power that God has placed within you. And this all goes back to the throat and goes back to the May of month, or goes back to the month of May and the Taurus. Overall, the Taurus people are great people. They're God's children, so God loves him some Taurus. And they are, to me in my life, they've been quite the most grounded people, I would say. Very earthly people, and I mean that in a good way. Like when I say down to earth, I mean down to earth. They are very, very stable people, I will say that. They're very creative and they are hardworking and ambitious. I've seen so many of them create the most beautiful things. And even on the bad side of the Taurus, they can be stubborn, and I feel like that is their kind of their biggest negative trait. But I don't necessarily call that a negative trait, because if they're stubborn in the truth, then it's a good thing. But yeah, that is the Taurus people. If you're a Taurus, let me know. If you want some more information, have something else to add or educate me on, please do so. I love Taurus people. I think they're awesome. And shout out to all my Taurus friends. Shout out to Becca. Shout out to my Uncle Carl. Shout out to Pa. I love you guys. And thank you guys so much for listening, and God bless.